With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Several road projects are underway and more are being planned as state revenue has increased. That's especially important in southeastern New Mexico, where a population explosion is underway in the oil and gas industry. State Road 128 is growing from a 2- to 4-lane thoroughfare, and that 60-mile stretch of highway and other narrow roads in the area have state police officers busy. The 24 officers working the Tri-County area have responded to 24 crashes in the last year, and 33 people have died. That's according to Captain Lance Bateman. He says wider roads will help cut down on crashes, but drivers, especially oil field workers who commute to and from Texas and who drive long distances, have to be less reckless, too.
People driving recklessly, high rates of speed, passing on shoulders, passing in no-passing zones, failure to yield, running stop signs off the side road. So increased enforcement down there, I think, has been the biggest asset for us. We've seen those crashes and the severe crashes. It slowed people down. Having our officers down there, the crashes aren't as severe.
Police reports show that in many of the crashes, the driver drifted into oncoming traffic or the vehicle left the road for unknown reasons. Bateman says officers often attribute those to drivers falling asleep at the wheel, because alcohol is rarely a factor.
When you're out driving and working 12, 16 hours, a lot of these people don't live right there where they work. So, they may be driving an hour and a half, 2 hours to work, and then working 12 hours and then driving a couple hours home. That makes sense. 16, 18-hour workday.
Bateman says more police patrols on the Permian Basin's narrow roadways are slowing down traffic, thereby saving lives amid the region's oil boom. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.